First time for us to have a look at what's happening in 702 land, where there's always something interesting to do. If you'd like to do a little bit of good, actually, something constructive in 702 land this morning, non-profit organization Bubele Africa has organized a cleanup event for the Sandspruit River. And to tell us about it, we're joined in studio by director of Bubele Africa, Sheldre Rosen, joins us in studio this morning. Sheldre, a very good morning to you.
Hi, good morning, Kix.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
So tell us about Bubele Africa. What is Bubele Africa? What does it do? How long have you guys been around?
So we've been around for about 5 years, and we started out, pretty much 4 years, I could say. We started in 2020, during the COVID lockdown. And we just noticed everybody, people lost their jobs, especially the your waiters and service staff and so forth. And people were on the streets literally begging for jobs. So what we did was we just approached them and asked them to help us clean the Sandspruit River. Because during COVID, everybody became like athletes. So it was a nice little running trail. And we noticed how dirty the river was. And we managed to get on board about 40 people on rotation in our first year of running it. We've cleaned the Sandspruit River. We've tackled the yuck scare as well, also in September of 2021. It was one of our biggest cleanups ever. We had over 800 volunteers come on board.
Yeah.
And then we're also looking after the Bromfontein Spruit as well.
Sure.
But I'm from Cape Town. And in Cape Town, of course, there is an ocean where you can chill and so forth, not in Johannesburg. And what I found with the rivers, and especially in Johannesburg, I've been in Soweto this past weekend as well, absolutely amazing landscape. And we just need to find that appreciation again for our beautiful landscape that we have in Johannesburg, especially.
Yeah.
I'm 36 years of age, and people told me they were like 7, 8 years old, which is the same age as me. They used to play and hang out at the rivers as well. And now it's just completely polluted because people don't understand that the same water that we are polluting in is the water that we are drinking from.
Yeah.
And our motto is we all drink from the same rivers. So our mission is to try and get the rivers clean and keep it clean and educate people also around keeping it clean.
Yeah.
And of course, we are completely dependent off donations as well. Also, we don't really have like any kind of like super funding that's coming in. So any kind of donation that people might want to throw towards us, we use it towards, of course, keeping people employed and keeping the rivers clean as well.
And so you said initially you started with the Sandspruit River because you noticed, it was become quite busy. People were using it.
Yeah.
And are you finding that when you clean the rivers, how soon after a cleanup does it need another cleanup? How quickly are the rivers being polluted?
After every rain, we require another clean. So we keep it clean weekly.
Okay.
So we do the Sandspruit and the Bromfontein Spruit right now weekly. We've even moved into Craigall area where the neighborhood watch or people within the community that's doing their own little projects, they've asked our team even to come out on the streets. So we've cleaned the Jan Smuts Drive. You'll notice, and we've even replanted some plants as well, also in spots where we've removed like overgrowth and so forth, even like on little islands. And I just feel like, when there's some kind of restoration happening, we need to plant something new, and that will just bring new life for what is yet to come,
you know?
And that is pretty much our focus. We just want to revive and restore the beauty of South Africa.
And so today, actually at 9 o'clock,
yes.
So starting at 9,
yes.
You are doing a cleanup of the Sandspruit River.
Of the Sandspruit River right here close to Morningside. And we'll be there from 9 until 12. We're going to have a bit of prizes as well also. Zara Cafe has also come on board, and they've given us some meal vouchers as well. There'll be a bit of Easter egg hunting as well, also for the kids. We're going to have about 2 or 3 schools coming on board as well, also this morning. Last time when I had an interview with Bongani on here, people really showed up, and I just want to say big thank you to 702 for partnering with us on this one.
And so if you're thinking, I'm not too far from where you guys are, I'd like to come. What do you need to bring? What do you need to wear? I assume, firstly, practical clothing.
Yes.
Shoes you don't mind getting, because do people get into the river? Is it just cleaning on the banks? How does it work?
So you can get into the river. The river is shallow enough for you to be able to get into the river. So bring boots along if you would like to get into the river and really clean up. And then just on the banks, of course, you can also just clean up if you want as well. So bring along a rake, bring maybe some spades if you want to as well. We have bags And just an amazing and positive attitude as well also. And just come and see the beauty of, I don't know if you've been to the Zion Spirit, it's not too far from here, literally like 7 minutes or 7 minutes away from here. If you go onto South Road and you go all the way up to Bowling, and you turn right, you will go all the way straight down onto 8th Avenue. That is where the entrance is, where we will be meeting.
I didn't know. And I mean, that is my hood. I live in that area.
Yeah, I'm close to me as well.
I had no idea that there's a river there.
Come and check it out.
Oh, okay. I might pop it after the show just to see, because I had no idea.
Yeah.
Because I know of the river in four ways, sort of Douglasdale way. I didn't realize there was one close to home, actually.
Yeah. Okay. And it's absolutely gorgeous. Like, really? Every time when I take people there, they're like, how is this in Sandton? How is this in Johannesburg?
Yeah.
And we've managed to restore so much, like, since cleaning the river, like fish life, bird life. We've got owl boxes that we've installed, bat boxes as well, also, that was all donated as well. But I tell you, like, fish, we even have this massive lizard thing that's feeding off, like, the fish and ducklings. So there's a bit of wildlife there as well.
And that's great.
Walks as well, flying around as well. So,
that's great.
Beautiful.
You mentioned that as Bubele Africa, you guys do rely on donations to do your work, to make sure that, for instance, the people who come on, you know, as volunteers or with the organization get paid.
Yeah.
What else do donations help your organization do?
So definitely with marketing, because we would love to have a better presence online as well as just out on the streets, like having little posters and so forth. So we're looking at definitely using those funds towards marketing, getting more t-shirts. I would have loved to have dropped some t-shirts with you guys, but we'll definitely do that, because on the back of it, it says we all drink from the same water. That's our motto.
Mm-hmm.
Just awareness is what we really, and also we need a van. We need like a little truck to get all these things moved. Like literally sometimes I move things with my car and my partner does the same as well. Also, we do have a little truck that we are borrowing from Wendy's Lemonade.
Yeah.
But that is definitely something that we are working towards to try and get.
And so if someone's looking to get in touch, either to find out about your next cleanup or maybe to make a donation, where do they find Bubele Africa?
They can go into our website, bubele.africa, and then also they can also follow us on our Facebook and Instagram pages at Bubele. That is our handle, and you will find our banking details on there. You also find stories of all of the cleanups that we've done so far. We've even worked as far as in Durban as well, also 1 year during the unrest, when we heard what was happening. We packed our cars full and we just drove down during the time when you were not even allowed to travel. And we're also hoping to bridge towards Cape Town. There's been asked for help on that side as well. But we really just want to try and get it right here in Johannesburg. And I know that there's a lot of people out here that really does see and appreciate the work that we do, because I feel like the only good government is us. We are the good government. If we want to see something good happen, then we should just tackle it with goodness and kindness. And that's what Bubele actually stands for. Yeah, kindness. Kind Africa. Yeah. Kind South Africa.
Shaldre, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, guys.
All the best with the cleanup that starts in 13 minutes. Thankfully, you're not too far.
Not too
far. You're like 10 minutes away. That's Shaldre Rosen, who is the director of Bubele Africa. They are doing a cleanup of the Zion Spirit River this morning at 9 o'clock. So if you're keen to join them, the meeting place is at 8th Avenue in Sandton, and their website is Bubele, that's Bubele, .africa.